Right, yeah, like, they ran into each other, and then, like, he finds her notebook, and it's, like, a whole thing, and they happen to be, like, age-appropriate, and both interested in the same things, and wow. It's almost like someone wrote this story.
I know, it's perfect. Welcome to Not Another Teen Drama, a podcast where we analyze the evolution of teen shows from the 90s until today. We're your hosts, Amy
and Gina, and we're on a quest to watch the pilot episode of every teen drama.
Today, we made it to the year 2020, and we will be discussing the pilot episode of Dash and Lily.
Dash and Lily premiered on November 10th, 2020 on Netflix and ran for one season. It follows two teenagers living in New York City during the holiday season.
Yeah, this is our last show of 2020, right?
Yes!
We saved this one for Christmas time.
For Christmas. But. Yeah, so Merry Christmas, everyone. Or Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Winter Solstice.
Yeah, whatever you celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah, so I watched this when it came out on Netflix.
Me too.
And it's just like a very cute little like Christmas, on Wikipedia it said it was canceled after one season, but it is based on a book, so I always thought it was intended to be like a miniseries, but I don't know. I don't know if they had planned for a season two or not.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels like it was completed at the end.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't left right. on a cliffhanger or anything.
Right.
But yeah, I watched it also in 2020, and I thought it was really cute. I feel like it's like a crossover from a teen drama and like a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Yeah, it is. It is very cute. But I also think it was like much more stylized than like a Hallmark movie is. So that was like it had like Hallmark movie vibes, but the actual production of it was more high quality, I think.
Yeah, the quality is better. But
yeah.
Yeah. Two things I love, you know, Christmas and teen drama. So
this is perfect true.
One.
Yeah. And the book that it's based on is called Dash and Lily's Book of Dares by Rachel Cohn and David Levithan, which I didn't actually look this up, but like David Levithan's like a well-known YA author, right? He's like, I feel like he's written like a lot of YA novels.
Yeah. I think they co-write a lot. So they also wrote Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, which was also made into a movie.
I've seen that movie.
And Naomi and Ellie's No Kiss List.
Oh, that's also a movie, right? Which
I haven't seen, but yeah.
I haven't seen that movie, but I think it's... Oh, okay. They really like two characters and yeah, a thing. A playlist, a book, a list.
Yeah, okay. They're all like separate books, but they kind of feel similar.
Yeah. Which I guess makes sense. If it's the same authors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And it's a pretty short, I mean, we're pretty short episodes. And so the character list is pretty short. We have Dash, played by Austin Abrams, who is described as a teenager who hates Christmas. and... We know Austin Abrams from many a teen drama and teen drama movies. So yes. He, off the top of my head, he was in Euphoria. He was in Paper Towns. He was in Paper Towns, right? I think he was in Paper Towns.
He was in that new one with Cami Mendes.
Oh, Do Revenge. He was in that one with Lily Reinhart, too, on Amazon Prime. I forgot what that was called, where, like, she had, like, a limp or something.
Oh.
He was the love interest in that. He was in This Is Us as Kate's, like, teenage love interest.
Wow.
He's everywhere. Been in a lot of things. Yeah. I like him. I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lily is played by Midori Francis, who is a 17-year-old girl who wants to find love. And I know her from, she's in, like, the new season of Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
She's, like, in one of the new interns on that with Harry Shum Jr.
Oh, okay.
So.
Nice.
they've both graduated from Teen Dramas to Grey's Anatomy, obviously. Yeah, I know her from that. And I also like her. I think she, like, they're both very charming actors. And then in this episode, we have Boomer, played by Dante Brown, who is Dash's best friend. He is very much a side character in this episode, at least. And he just kind of, like, works at the pizza parlor and is, like, used to move the plot forward a bit. And then Priya, played by Agneta Thacker, is Sophia's best friend. And Sophia is Dash's ex-girlfriend, who we see in flashbacks, so we don't meet in this episode. And those are really the main characters. Like, we see this entire episode pretty much from Dash's point of view. There are a few, like, the beginning and the end, we see Lily's point of view a bit, but, like, I can't remember it. I assume the, like, episodes go back and forth between the different POVs.
I think so. I think, yeah, this first episode is called Dash, and then the next episode's called Lily. So I think it's from Lily's point of view, and the rest of them are, like, both.
That would make sense. So we got yeah. Dash this time.
And I didn't realize when I was first watching it, but the elf, like the mall elf,
yeah,
is played by Michael Cyril Creighton, who okay. is the guy from Only Murders in the Building.
Which guy?
Howard, like the neighbor with the cat.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, wait, I recognize this guy because I love Only Murders in the Building. And he's like in all the seasons, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, bless you too.
I was like, oh, he got like some bigger roles.
Moving up in the world.
Yeah. Good for him. Okay. Well, we can get into the plot then. On December 17th, Lily puts a red notebook on a shelf in the Strand, a local bookstore, for someone to find. Dash avoids the holiday spirit by going to the Strand, where he finds Lily's notebook. He starts completing the clues when he runs into his ex's best friend, Priya. She invites him to her Christmas Eve party. The last clue is in Joni Mitchell's River, which he has to perform as a dramatic reading. The complete cipher reads, "Will you be lonely on Christmas?"
Yeah, so I really like this concept. I think it's, like, very, like, it's a bit, like, I don't want to say, like, Manic Pixie Dream Girl, because I don't think that's, like, what it is, but it's, like, very, like, wish fulfillment. Like, when I was a teenager, I would have, like, dreamed about this happening to me, right? Like, oh my gosh, this is, like, the best meet cute ever. Like, this is how I'm going to meet the love of my life. Like,
yes.
Like, it's very, like, written out of, like, a teenager's imagination, I think. Mm-hmm. So, I do love that, like, kind of, like, fantasy of it.
Yeah, like, when I was watching this, I was like, wow, like, Lily really put, like, a random book in a bookstore hoping that, like, a teenage boy would find it and, like, complete all the clues. You know, I was like, in real life, that book would probably be sitting there, like, for years, like, no one would pick it up, you know, but it, like, just so happens that, like, another, like, a teenage boy picked it up, you know?
Right. Like, yeah, it also kind of gives, like, John Green a bit, like, the style of, like, the story,
because, like, yeah.
I'm just thinking of, like, because I'm thinking in Paper Towns, like, Q, I think, and Margot, right, are the main characters. And, like, Q kind of, like, has this idea of, like, who Margot is, but, like, he doesn't know who she is, really. And so, it, like, this is also kind of, like, Dash kind of, like, creating Lily, like, in his mind of, like, who she is.
You're right.
I mean, but, like, obviously, eventually they meet, and then, like, spoilers, they, you know, they meet in real life at some point.
Yeah.
But it is very, like, teen fantasy, for sure.
Dash already kind of starts to like her just by reading this notebook, which she doesn't say anything about herself, really. So, like, it's also a good thing for him that it's, like, another teen girl, like, a teen girl who wrote it, you know? What if he had, like, a crush on, like, some random man or something?
But also, like, what if, like, a creepy old man found the notebook?
Yeah.
Like.
I know.
She's very lucky that Austin Abrams found it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has to go through these different, like, clues, to find the answers, to create this, like, message. And so the first one is to find, like, French pianism, which I guess is just, like, a big book that he has to, like, go through. There's, like, a code to, like, find what words you need. And then the second one is he has to find the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, right?
Right. It's the clues. Oh, it's not a Christmas book, but Santa Claus gives weapons as presents.
Yeah, which I read that book and I don't remember that part of the book. So maybe I didn't read it close enough.
Yeah, I do remember Santa Claus. Santa Claus is a character, right? Yes. He like comes in.
Yes.
But I don't remember what he gave them.
Right.
I guess he must have given them weapons.
Right. To fight with Aslan, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think Susan gets like a bow. I think I remember that.
But. Oh, that may. Oh, wait. I'm trying to remember the movie. I have read the book, but I'm remembering the movie now. And I do remember. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
The big battles at the end.
Right.
Wait, that's hella funny.
I don't
know if
I would put that together for the clue, you know?
Oh, definitely.
I'd be like, I don't know.
Definitely not. Yeah, and then the last one is he has to go read the lyrics to Joni Mitchell's River as a dramatic reading, because, like, I guess, like, the Strand has some type of, like, open mic night situation. So there's, like, a microphone that he can go talk into. Let's check. Why the microphone was on is unclear to me, but I guess maybe the, like, clerk put it on for the notebook purposes. Don't know.
Yeah.
Because the clerk knew what was happening, but he reads that, and then the like bookstore worker comes and like cuts him off. He's like, you have what you need. And he's like, okay. So then he puts like the words together and it says, will you be lonely on Christmas? And he's like, damn, I will be lonely on Christmas. She got me.
I know. Yeah. It's also perfect because yeah, he is lonely on Christmas. Like a lot of people probably would have plans with their family, but he is like from a divorced family and both parents think that he's spending the Christmas with the other parent.
Right.
So he's like, no, I'm just going to spend it by myself as a present to myself.
Right.
Which I feel like he's kind of kidding himself, you know?
I mean, to have a week alone in an empty, like, nice ass apartment is like not the worst thing. But like as a teenager, that's kind of sad. Like as an adult, I'm kind of like, that would be nice. But as a teenager,
I think it's always a little bit sad.
Yeah, you know, that's like, true.
To spend the holidays by yourself. But
yeah.
And then he doesn't even tell his friends from school, I guess, or something.
Right.
That he's going to be in town.
Right, because he tells Priya that he's going to go to Sweden with his dad. And Priya seems to be like in like the popular crowd. So it's like that'll spread quickly. So then if everyone in the class thinks like, oh, he's in Sweden, they won't buy him the stuff, and then the only person he tells is like Boomer, his best friend, that he's gonna stay in town. Which I don't know, New York City, I guess, is a small town, because how did he run into her at the Strand? But okay. Also, all these kids are like rich too, like I guess the kids that like, because Dash is rich, obviously, based on like what his dad's apartment looks like. And then like Priya talks about how like all everyone's going to like Bora Bora and like whatever. So I am guessing he goes to like a rich prep school. So good for him.
Lives very on, like, girl. Yeah, the Upper East Side.
Yeah.
Vibes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then we learn a little bit about his ex, because like he runs into Priya and she's like, oh, you're sad because Sophia dumped you, but she's gonna be back in town for Christmas, right? Sophia,
right?
Who I guess they broke up because she like moved
to Brazil. Yeah,
so she's gonna be back, but he's like, oh, I don't care.
He's like, I'm trying new things, as he's holding the Joy of Gay Sex, the book.
Right.
And she's like, okay, interesting, okay. But, like, I did think that was, like, funny, though, that he was, like, not, like, he seemed embarrassed, but not, like, he didn't immediately be like, oh, I'm just holding this, but he didn't try to make an excuse for holding the book.
Yeah, he played it off well.
Yeah, he was just kind of like, yeah, I'm just trying new things, okay? Like, what's it to you? Yeah, and it seemed like he talked about going to her Christmas party last year. So it's unclear if he's always hated Christmas at this point or if it's, like, because he's, like, heartbroken.
Yeah, I guess maybe Sophia broke up with him at the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we do see a flashback, so that might happen.
Yeah, maybe he's like, Christmas sucks because I got broken up with on Christmas.
Yeah. I feel like that's a trope in, like, movies and stuff where it's like, bah humbug, something happened on Christmas and I hate it forever. And it's, yeah, like, I feel like in real life, that doesn't, like, happen as much. Like, I feel like, I mean, unless, like, all of your Christmases growing up were, like, associated with bad things, I could see, like, you associating Christmas with, like, trauma or something, you know, like as a child. But, like, once you get to, like, he's, like, 17. Like, once you get to that point, I feel like if you have had the history of, like, positive memories associated with Christmas, like, one breakup, like, wouldn't taint your whole, like,
yeah,
point of view when it comes to the Christmas season.
I think most people don't like Christmas if they don't have anyone to spend it with, usually, you know,
right?
Or if, like, they don't have very much family or they don't have, yeah, anywhere to go. But he, like, chose not to go anywhere.
Right, if he didn't even want to be with his parents, like, he could spend it with, like, a boomer or something. So, like, he, mm-hmm, has options. He just is, like, he's even says he helped Boomer's mom pick out his gift.
Right.
So, like, he's obviously close with them.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't, like, go shopping with your mom to pick out a Christmas gift for you. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that, but, like, that's not, like, a thing I regularly,
right,
do
but,
with your mom, you know?
So it wouldn't be weird if, like, he came over to their house on Christmas, because he's, right, obviously, like, close with the family.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. He's just in his, like, sad boy hours, you know? He's like, yeah, I'm sad. For sure.
And I'm going to be sad.
Yeah. Forever. No one can stop me.
This is true. Dash goes to visit his best friend Boomer at a pizza parlor and tells him about the notebook and the girl. He takes a pizza back to his dad's empty apartment so he can spend the evening alone. He writes Lily back in the notebook and tells her to leave it in the pizza parlor so Boomer can see what she looks like. But she comes during the lunch rush, so he misses her.
Yeah, this is, like, very New York City. Like,
yeah.
Boomer's family, like, owns a pizza parlor, so he's, like, working the pizza parlor. I don't know, making, yeah, pizzas.
Yeah, very New York. And, like, I guess the pizza parlor also doubles as, like, a video store because there was, like, a whole bookcase of, like, DVDs.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And so Dash has this, like, brilliant idea to be, like, okay, we'll have her come in, put it on the shelf in here, and you'll see who she is. You can tell me what she looks like, but she won't know what I look like still. And so that's the whole plan, but then she, like, sneaks in during the lunch rush and sneaks out, and Boomer's like, oh, man, I missed her. But, like, we see just, like, the back of her head, so, like, we don't know what she looks like. Which, like, obviously we know what Lily looks like from the, like, promotions of the show. Like, we know who was, right, cast to play Lily. But, like, I think the point is a bit like, ooh, who is it? Like, oh, mystery.
Yeah, because, like, they haven't showed us her yet.
Right.
In the episode, right, either. So she's a mysterious woman.
Yeah, but, like, also we do hear her voiceover at the beginning, and, like, considering I know the actress, like, I know what the actress's voice sounds like, so I'm like, oh, yeah, obviously. Like, it's funny, uh-huh, that they're, like, it makes sense, because, like, in the book, they would, you know, make it more mysterious, but it's, like, hard when you're promoting a TV show, and the poster for the TV show has, like, when you go on Netflix, it has her face, like, front and center. Okay,
true.
I guess it's probably her. But, yeah. Dash is like, dang, how did this not work?
I know, their plan is foiled. Yeah, that's funny that the pizza parlor has DVDs. I'm like, they don't really do that anymore.
Maybe it's, like, vintage, you know? Yeah, so he takes the pizza back to his dad's apartment, and then he writes, because, like, Lily, she, like, asks a question, in the book, it's like, how do you feel about Christmas or something like that? Or I guess the question is, will you be lonely on Christmas? And then there's something else. There's another prompt that's like, great, tell me about how you feel or something. And so Dash is like, well, I detest Christmas, as you can tell. And it's like,
I'm screwed.
Oh my God, you're a bit aggressive there. But he like writes this whole thing, and obviously she's intrigued because she does turn the notebook back in at the pizza parlor.
Lily catches on to their plan and tells Dash he must complete a dare to learn her name. The dare is for him to steal Santa's hat in Santaland in Macy's. He succeeds and learns her name is Lily. It is revealed that earlier on that day, Lily bumped into Dash at the Christmas fair and she was one of the carolers.
Yeah, so, like, Dash is game for whatever dare Lily throws at him, because he goes to Macy's, and he, like, runs through the, like, Santa portion with all the photos and the kids and, like, I guess grabs Santa's hat, and then he sees on the side, in, like, glitter glue, it says Lily, because she says, like, that's how you learned my name. And I was like, well, this is, like, very clever. Like, how did she get her name on the Santa hat?
I know.
In the mall?
Yeah, why was Santa wearing Lily's hat? Doesn't he have his own hat?
Suspicious.
Interesting.
Why didn't he pull out one of his knives that he gifts children when Dash came to attack him?
No. And then, he gets kicked out of Macy's and he's banned from ever returning to Santaland.
Yeah.
Sad.
As the elf says.
Yes.
So that's, like, the end of Dash's, like, story this episode, and then we go back to the beginning of the day, December 17th, and we see that, because, like, at the beginning, Dash is like, oh, Christmas sucks, blah, 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 the carolers are always too drunk on eggnog, and then they don't know the lyrics to the music, meh, and then, like, someone bumps into him, and then he turns and sees the carolers, and then he, like, locks eyes with Lily, and Lily is, like, singing, and he's like, well, at least she knows the lyrics, and then, like, walks away. So,
yes.
It's like, oh, it's like, what's the word? Like, they, fate, I guess?
Like the, invisible string.
Yeah.
It's like, something's connecting them.
Right, yeah, like, they ran into each other, and then, like, he finds her notebook, and it's, like, a whole thing, and they happen to be, like, age-appropriate, and both interested in the same things, and wow, it's almost like someone wrote this story.
I know, it's perfect.
Yeah,
but that's what makes it fun, you know.
Yeah, so maybe I just need to go to my local indie bookstore and
yes,
find a random notebook someone leaves. But, like, realistically, I feel like at a bookstore, like, the people that work at the bookstore would find the random notebook and be like, what the fuck is this doing here? I'm gonna, like, throw this away.
Yeah. But I guess part of it is that Lily is, like, friends with a lot of these people, right? She's, like, kind of friends with,
right,
like, the bookstore guy.
Yeah, that's, like, revealed later. I'm pretty sure, like, I was reading on Wikipedia, and then I was like, oh, like, I'm pretty sure, like, the bookstore clerk is, like, her cousin, and then, like, the Santa is, like, her uncle or something. Like, she, like, knows all these people, and that's how she, like, was able to make it work. So I guess that's true. Like, it is, like, a bit of, like, she's, like, making her own fate, kind of.
Yeah.
Which, good for her.
Yeah. I mean, you could do that as well, I guess.
Yeah, I just don't find a cousin that owns or, like, works at a bookstore, and an uncle that is Santa at the mall.
Maybe you could just, like, frequent a bookstore, and then maybe somebody else also is there, you know, another regular.
Yeah.
And then you can, like,
price him that way. I recently renewed my library card, so maybe I should go hang out at the library more.
Oh.
So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, support your local library.
Yeah.
I guess is the message there. So I should hang out with someone who also wants to support their local library. But anyways, that's it. That's the end of the episode. Very short, very sweet.
It's cute.
When it ended, I was like, oh, I want more. So I was like, yeah. I remember liking it. And again, I think it lived up to my expectations. So good for them. Good for Dash and Lily.
I know.
Well, I guess the question is, are Dash and Lily endgame? Which you both watched it. I don't remember what happened.
Oh. I feel like with a show called Dash and Lily, if they weren't endgame, that'd be kind of weird, you know? I'd be like, what's going on here? I'd be upset. I'd be like, I signed up for a show about Dash and Lily, and so Dash and Lily should get together.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. And also, like, based on the first episode, it's very, like, cheesy wish fulfillment, basically. So it's like, if they didn't, it's like, this is not one of the shows that's, like, bittersweet ending, you know? It's not, like, I was going to say The Notebook. I've never seen The Notebook, but I assume
They do end up together.
Oh, dang it. Really?
Yes.
I thought someone dies.
They do die, but they die when they're, like, old.
Yeah. Okay, well, I can't remember. I'm trying to think of a romance that, like, ends, like, bittersweet.
But like La La Land. I hated La La Land because, like, they didn't end up together. I was like,
Yeah. That's, like, so that's, like, not the vibes of this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Or, like, actually, I think it would feel like a better parallel would be... What is that one... movie with, it's like a YA novel. I can't think of it. It has Charles Milton, is that his name, the guy from Riverdale? And then
The Sun Is Also a Star, is that one,
is that what it's called? Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. That one was like where they don't end up together in the end. Spoilers.
Yeah, I never read that one, but
I didn't read it either, but I watched the movie on a plane and they don't end up together, but it, like, makes sense. Because the whole thing is, like, her and her family are about to be deported. And he is like, well, if you're going to be deported, then spend the day with me, huh? And then so they, like, spend the day together, but then, like, she gets deported. So then, like, they are not together. But then they, like, she ends up back in the U.S. and they, like, do meet up again. But it's, like it's, like, a flash forward or something like that. Anyways, but I think that one made more sense for that ending. Like, I do like movies that end like that, but they have to, like, have the vibes of ending like that, you know? Yeah. It has to make sense.
I don't mind it if characters don't end up together, but, like, it has to be for a good reason.
Right. You know? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's this episode. And then next, we're going to do our 2020 ranking episode before the end of the year. And then we'll be back in 2024 with our 2021 teen dramas. That is it for this week. If you like our podcast, please give us 5 stars. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Not Another Teen Drama and on TikTok at Not Another Teen Drama Pod. And next week, we'll have our 2020 ranking video.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.